This podcast is brought to you by the Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to the Village of Bedford Park.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
12:03, Thursday, July 18th. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us on the Noon Business Hour. I'm Jess Richards in for Rob Hart. Well, as parents and students get ready for another school year, tech is high on many shopping lists. We'll cover that in our next segment. Right now, it may be a good idea for some buyers to go with new construction instead of an existing home. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park Business Line, reminding you to bring your business home is Drew Wishover, founder and owner, Inspired Title Group right here in Chicago. Drew, thanks so much for your time this afternoon. So opting for new construction can often be more cost-effective than buying an existing home. Can you help us understand that a little bit?
Absolutely. And as always, thanks for having me out here. I think that what we're going to see and what we're actually seeing is these builders, they've kind of predicted some of this. They were kind of projecting that these interest rates were going to increase. So they went out there and they started to look at opportunities to build more affordable homes. And, you know, obviously we're in this predicament right now where there's a lot of, you know, scarcity in the inventory. So their people are actually steering toward building the new home, and it's giving them the opportunity to fulfill America's dream. And these builders are offering incentives. They're offering some enticing things to these folks. You know, they're giving them closing cost credits. They're allowing them the appliance packages. And, you know, let's not, you know, overshadow the fact that they've also built homes too that are probably sitting out on the market. They built a lot of spec homes early on. And what happens with that is they don't want to sit on these things and pay the high interest rates and keep paying on them. So they want to mark those down a little bit to, you know, get these folks into these houses.
So where can you save the most money potentially to get a better deal on a new home versus the existing home? Financially speaking, where is that area that you may be able to get the better deal?
So on a new home, you're likely going to be saving on the upkeep and the repair costs and things like that. When you buy an existing home, there's probably going to be some things that you're going to have to do. You may have to redo the roof. The mechanicals may not work right. You're certainly going to have to make it your own, whether you do paint and carpet and flooring and things. So whereas with the new construction, yeah, it might take you a little bit longer, but in reality, you're making all the choices ahead of time and you're doing all the you know, tough legwork front side. And this way it's all done when you guys are ready to move in.
And the flip side of that, pun intended, but on the flip side, what are the potential drawbacks?
Well, some of the things that happen with that is just the headache of building a home, right? You know, builders are in the market. It's a business. They're in the market of, you know, turn these things out, get them done. So, you know, you're going to do your walkthroughs and you're going to see some things of, you know, the nature that they're not done right. There's going to be some breakage. There may be some scratches, some dents, some dings. They may miss things. So you have to deal with just kind of navigating through what that looks like. And if you're doing that alone, it's certainly hard. If you have a real estate broker, that can be certainly beneficial and helpful. They may not have been very clear on all the things that they promised you, so you may not get those things, so you're going to have to kind of fight for those. And it's definitely going to take longer. I mean, the time to move in is going to take you, you know, up to a year.
Drew, finally, if you listen, I know where to begin. It would be Zillow, probably, right? Of where to find a home for sale. Where would I even start to go and consider building a home?
So a lot of the people are finding it through the realtors because the builders are still listing their subdivisions. And a lot of times what happens is you got to drive outside of maybe your local little community and step outside into some areas that are maybe a little more sparse where there is open land and there's developments that are actually being, you know, built and started out there. But a realtor is certainly a good spot to start because they are listing these vacant lots or they're listing the new home constructions as well.
Drew, thanks so much. That's Drew Wishover helping us understand, could it be more cost effective to build your own home instead of buying one out there on the market? Drew with founder and owner of the Inspired Title Group. Coming up next on this Technology Thursday, a look at some of the coolest back to school tech.
Money talks as the WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It is Technology Thursday, and in this segment, we are looking at some of the top gadgets in tech for the coming school year. We're joined by Saxon Katowski, electronics expert of Apt Electronics, right here in Glenview. Saxon, thanks so much for your time today. Okay, let's just go by class age. Let's begin at middle school. If you got a middle schooler, what tech should you have your mind on for your youngster?
Hey there, how are we doing? So the first thing would be the Apple Watch SE with LTE. It's a great way to offer advanced technology to the youngsters, making sure they're protected. Parents know where their kids are at all times. They get their own phone number, so even if they don't have an iPhone yet, they can make calls and send messages to contacts that the parents can specify. And it just gives them really good features and tracking abilities to make sure that the kids are staying active and healthy.
I was going to say, so you can, I mean, this is also a little bit of a security advice as well, besides your kid looking cool with an Apple Watch.
100%, yes.
All right, so the high school age, what's next? And it looks like, certainly what I have in front of me, there's a big jump between what I'm buying financially for my high school or for my middle schooler than for my high schooler.
100%. High schoolers, you're getting into a little bit more advanced work at school, and there's probably no better gadget than a laptop to have with you. The LG Gram would be the one that we're recommending for our back-to-schoolers. Normally $1,297, it's on sale for $799 through the end of the summer here. But it's one of the pinnacle of the portable computing world right now. It's a 15-inch screen. It's ultra lightweight and ultra thin, so it's designed to make sure that you can go places without having too much bulk on you. The screen is really rich with its color. It has a touchscreen display as well. It uses Windows, Home 11, and it ensures that you stay productive and entertained. So it gives you the best of both worlds.
Okay, so I also have the cost here in front of me for the college-age student. Let's hope that I put plenty away in their $529 so I can afford this. But what are we looking at for our college-age kids heading off to make sure they're up to speed via tech?
So once you kind of progress past that laptop phase, a 2-in-1 becomes really important and really productive. So the MSI Summit is a great one. It comes in at $19.99, but the MSI Summit is a 2-in-1, so you can convert it from a laptop over to a tablet. It's great for your engineering student all the way down to an artist or any other student or any other degree you're going after. Uses the new Intel Core Ultra to allow multiple AI programs, and with how AI is becoming more and more popular, it's a great way to get introduced with that. As well, too, it has a beautiful touchscreen on there and a QHD screen, so it's one of the fastest and brightest screens with 165 hertz refresh rate.
We're talking to Saxon Katowski about what to get for your youngsters heading back to school to keep up technology-wise. So, Saxon, we've covered the younger ones. What about the adults? What about the grown-ups? What is hottest on the market right now if you've got some money to burn for new technology?
Really, if you're looking for the newest and greatest, I still think phones are the number one tech that a lot of adults are still looking for. Whether it's a better camera or a faster displaying phone or nowadays, too, with the ability to stream and watch TV on the go, I mean, some of these phones have incredible graphics and displays on there. So, as always, I still think phones are for always for the adults.
Saxon, thank you so much. That's Saxon Katowski, electronics expert in Apt Electronics here in Glenview, giving us an idea for back to school, what is hot on the market for the middle schooler, the high schoolers, and college age as well. Coming up next, making savings a family affair. We'll explain there.
The only program dedicated to currency events. You're listening to the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Well, when it comes to major family purchases, it can be helpful but challenging to get parents and kids all in on the act. Let's get some help from Ed Jurtson, certified financial planner and founder of Engage Wealth Group right here in Chicago. Ed, thanks so much for your time. This is right up my alley because, well, the Richards need a new furnace. But what involves the entire family when it comes to savings?
Great to be with you, Judson. And, you know, making family finances a true family affair, what a terrific idea to reach common goals, right? And most importantly, you start the foundation of financial literacy and engagement with the next generation. So what a great way to set up some goals, as well as just the rules and the tools, if you would, to reach those goals. It's an excellent idea for a family to embrace.
So instead of me just stealing from my four-year-old's piggy bank, where should we begin?
Well, first and foremost, let's make it fun, right? Saving money for a furnace, Judson, is probably not the highest and best use for young minds. But you know what? Again, it could be one of these types of things, whether it's saving for a vacation or some other elements that are out there. The first step, make it fun, right? Don't make it a chore. Celebrate small milestones. And so again, for your four-year-old, it might be something a little bit more, let's say, simple in terms of the approach. But if you have older children, you can get them much more involved. And so that's kind of the first lesson that I would tell everybody is make it fun first.
I've heard my wife say something a little bit about if you match, let's say your son or daughter saves a few dollars, and if you are willing to match it as a parent, that can help them understand a little bit of compound interest.
Absolutely. And I'll align with your wife. If your children are working, and so they've got wages, they can open up a Roth IRA. And that's an ability for, again, for you to help with your child's future goals, right? So you save X, we're going to match X. And so just be careful that if your kids end up being really good savers, it may be more money out of your pocket. But again, you're helping that next generation in terms of finances.
Do you encourage a lemonade stand? I mean, you know, let's say they don't have actual jobs and wages and such, but what about being creative, you know, maybe selling ice cream sandwiches or something outside? Is that proven to be very beneficial for the youth?
I believe absolutely in that. Getting the bug of capitalism and entrepreneurship early on cannot help. I mean, you've got kids who work really hard, and if they can, you can end up having them save money rather than save money automatically. That would be terrific. And that kind of goes back to the next point in regards to just making this automatic. The more automatic you can make the savings in terms of just putting into different accounts, it is so seamless rather than having to worry about, well, we need to get monies from this account to that account to that account, because that just takes a little bit more effort. But absolutely, starting early, starting often, getting into that working entrepreneurial bug, what a great way to get them to establish not only that work ethic, but again, that financial literacy foundation that will serve them well into their future years.
Ed, always a pleasure. Thanks so much. That's Ed Jurtson, certified financial planner and founder of Engage Wealth Group here in Chicago. You can find his website at engagewealthgroup.com. Still ahead on this Technology Thursday, the danger of social media to your career.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
This is Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station, News Radio 105.9. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Good afternoon. I'm Jess Richards in for Rob Hart today. These are the top stories on News Radio WBBM. Donald Trump is set to accept the Republican presidential nomination this evening. A downstate sheriff's deputy faces murder charges in the killing of a woman during an emergency call. In technology Thursday, social media can be hazardous to your job, and diners are showing a big appetite for value meals. WBBM Business. The Dow is down 262, S&P down 24, the NASDAQ is down 91. Again, Accu, the forecast says we're looking at a very comfortable day today, 75 the high, right now 72 degrees, partly sunny skies in Chicagoland at 1231. Presidential candidate Donald Trump is scheduled to give his formal acceptance speech on this final night of the Republican convention in Milwaukee. This is CBS election and campaign correspondent Robert Costa.
So many of these delegates, after that assassination attempt, they stand with Trump more than ever. But what about those voters who are skeptical in the suburbs of Atlanta, Georgia, or Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, or Milwaukee, Wisconsin? Well, they have a reason on the economy, on immigration, to step forward and say, we might have concerns with Trump's legal challenges, his conduct, but this time we're going to give him a hearing.
We will carry the former president's speech live beginning at around 9 o'clock this evening. A Sangamon County Sheriff's deputy will appear in court today to face murder charges. Sean Grayson has been fired from his job and is being held in jail. He's accused of killing 36-year-old Sonia Massey after responding to a 911 call about a possible prowler in the early hours of July 6th. Her family has retained prominent civil rights lawyer Benjamin Crump for possible legal action.
Because money matters, this is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Well, markets are trading sharply lower. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park Business Line, reminding you to bring your business home. Shah Galani, Chief Investment Strategist of ManwardPress.com in Sarasota, Florida. Shah, thanks so much for joining us today. Let's begin here. We have seen tech stocks down big this week. What's your takeaway from that?
Justin, we've entered the political season, and with the presidential election coming up, it was going to be a matter of when we're going to see volatility in the market start to trigger, and that's what we've seen. This is a function of rhetoric coming out of both parties, out of the candidates, about what is going to happen if they are elected. We saw that yesterday with the Biden administration basically bashing Chinese and promising higher tariffs, and we saw that in the chip makers getting hit. And we're going to continue to see that as more rhetoric spills out from both the RNC and the Democrats.
What's the biggest threat to financial markets right now?
I think the biggest threat would likely be the economy slowing quicker than anybody imagined. Perhaps the higher for longer rate regime taking effect, having an impact before people thought it would. I think right now the thinking is that's not going to be too bad. We might, sustain higher rates through the end of the year, maybe into the first quarter. But if we see a fall off in economic growth, if the consumer tightens up, and so far spending has been pretty good, then the economy could turn tail fairly quickly. And I think that would be a shock to the markets.
Shah, are there any areas of the market right now that you find cheap?
No, not yet. I do believe we're going to see a lot of volatility in the coming months, and I think then we will find some chip makers on sale. We're going to find some of the financials, I think, going to turn tail, and they'll probably look good. But right now, there's really nothing on sale. What we did see, Justin, is we saw this, quote, rotation trade start to happen, which has been in fits and starts before. But last week, we saw the Russell 2000 gain 11.5% in five trading sessions. And then the Dow Jones Industrials all of a sudden shooting up to a new high. This is simply everybody who's loaded with big tech, loaded with the Magnificent Seven, loaded with financials and everything they want, going out there and looking for what is undervalued. And they went for those two groups, And so that's just evidence of everybody's owning the same number of stocks, the same kinds of stocks, and where are their bargains? And those I would say big moves in those two indices were not really about fundamentals. They were just about big investors positioning, trying to buy cheap stuff. But those themselves right now aren't even cheap. So there's nothing cheap right now.
If you're just joining us now, markets are trading sharply lower. We're discussing that with Chief Investment Strategist Shah Gilani. So, Shah, how does the Federal Reserve play into the mix here, what we've been discussing?
Well, it's the odds are, in terms of federal funds, a cut in Fed funds rate, the odds are, based on futures trading, that there will be a cut in September, that the Fed will probably do 25 basis point cut in September. Of course, former President Trump is saying that the Fed shouldn't cut till maybe after November. He doesn't want to see them cut prior to the election, because that will help the economy and that will help markets. I think they're probably going to cut, simply because they exist under a Democrat administration right now, and they're probably going to do what they think they can do to help that administration. And so I expect a September cut, but I don't think it's going to do a whole lot for the markets, because that's already priced in.
Finally, as we head into the second half of the year, what is your forecast?
I think it's going to be bargain hunting galore if the market turns tail and we see something of a 10 to 15 plus correction, which is a possibility. It doesn't look like that now, but that could happen, in which case I think it's time to load up the truck with, you know, quality names.
Shah, thanks so much for your time today. That's Shah Gilani, Chief Investment Strategist of ManwardPress.com. Up next in Technology Thursday, problems on the job can result from your personal posts on social media.
Your best stock option. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
All right, it is Technology Thursday. Whether you have a job or are looking for one, employers and potential ones could be checking your social media for potential red flags. We are joined now by Michelle Reisdorf, Chicago jobs expert of Robert Half, right here in Chicago. Michelle, have we not learned our lessons yet? Could you explain the importance of thinking before you click or type away on your social media?
Well, yeah, you know what? We haven't learned our lesson, because you and I are definitely talking about this again. But yes, you know, politics are such an emotionally charged topic, right? And discussions, posts, feelings, et cetera, can easily offend others, especially an employer or clients of that employer, other employees in the company. And so we just always, always, always say, when in doubt, don't post it. It's not worth it.
Is there, speaking of politics, you know, is there a specific area that may be one where, if you're certainly, especially if you're looking for a job, that you may just not want to tread, whether that's politics or religion? Is there anything out there specifically that you just say that's a no-fly zone?
Any subject where people are very strong in their feelings about one side or the other, anything that can become a debate or a lecture, you have to just think about, is it better to walk away than it is to post socially my feelings on this, right? We often recommend, you know, it's okay if you want to have those discussions with people that you know and trust. But if you're putting into writing, you know, a strong divisive opinion that could turn off a possible employer, you have to really think twice about that. More and more employers nowadays are searching candidates' online presence. They're checking things like, does their education line up? Does their work history line up? And the worst thing that could happen to you is for them to come across some social media driven, you know, hard feeling driven post that would make them think twice about hiring you.
Michelle, you said more and more as far as employers go. What number, could you put a number at it? I would feel like you've got to have 80 to 85%, if it is a substantial job, that they may get a better idea of who you are by searching for your social media channels.
Yeah, I don't know that the number is as high as that, or even if I could quantify it. But when you think about the job search process itself, it has gone so online. You know, back in my day, you know, you'd find an ad in a newspaper and fax in your resume and hope to get an interview. Whereas now, you know, we search on so many different online mechanisms to find jobs. We apply online. Our resumes get pulled into applicant tracking systems. You know, oftentimes our interviews are completely set up online, and even those can be, you know, virtually done. And so, you know, employers, it's part of their process nowadays. And, you know, online searches of applicants and their backgrounds will expand because there is such an online presence. So, yes, it's very, very much part of, you know, most employers' processes.
We're joined by Michelle Reisdorf discussing making wise decisions on your social media platforms, especially if you were out there looking for a job. And Michelle, I do think people should know you can go back and remove things, right? Even if you haven't changed your opinion on it. You can still go back if you feel uneasy about it, perhaps. You can remove these things.
Absolutely. You can delete and clean up posts. And, you know, most importantly, if you do offend someone, just apologize sincerely and immediately. You know, we're all entitled to our opinions, but we just have to be careful that that doesn't necessarily offend others or, in this case, keep you from the job of your dreams.
Michelle, really enjoyed it. Thanks so much for your time today. That's Michelle Reisdorf, Chicago jobs expert. Robert Half, right here in Chicago, just discussing making wise decisions on your social media platforms, knowing that employers are going to most likely seek those out. Well, you can join us at this time tomorrow for Entrepreneur Friday. And still to come, the power of the fast food value meal.
Lunch money for all generations. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Well, Chicago-based McDonald's recently introduced a $5 meal deal, and it's proving to be a big hit. Let's track the numbers with the help of RJ Hodavy, head of analytical research at Los Altos, California-based foot traffic analysis from Placer AI. RJ, nice to speak with you today. Okay, so your data is showing that the lower prices worked immediately after McDonald's and others introduced it. How good are those numbers for McDonald's?
Yeah, I mean, you're exactly right. We've seen, really, it's been the summer of value for a lot of the QSR companies, and McDonald's is just the latest. And what our data is showing is that people have been visiting the stores ever since the launch of that. A little difficult for that first week, just in terms of comparisons. We were lapping the always popular Grimace Shake promotion in the year ago, which we've discussed before. But the last couple of weeks, we've seen some really strong trends from them. A material uptick in the trend line that we'd seen earlier in the year, a lot of growth. So it really does show that value is resonating with consumers in this environment.
Any other specifics in those numbers? Are they peaking even higher because there's so many people on the road, which certainly makes my foot traffic at McDonald's go up?
I think there's some other elements too, but I really do think it comes back to value. And if we go back to June, when we saw a lot of McDonald's competitors, so Burger King and Wendy's and Arby's and Jack in the Box, try to front run McDonald's a little bit more and introducing their own $5 bundled promotions, we did see those guys also succeed as well. And this comes on the heels of some promotions that we saw across the full service restaurant space in May with Chili's as well as Buffalo Wild Wings, where they were doing some really deep discounting as well. Some success there. So it really is kind of the summer of value wars for across the restaurant landscape. And our data shows that consumers respond pretty quickly to this. And there's an uptick in visits when the companies do these kind of promotions.
What broader implications does the success of value menus have on the fast food industry amid inflation?
That's a great question. And honestly, why the companies are getting more promotional is because we started to see food away from home, which is the measure of restaurant inflation, come back down. And so with those prices coming back down, the companies can be a little bit more promotional. But the big question here is whether or not, you know, this is enough to draw people in sustained. The restaurant companies are facing more competition than ever from groups like Aldi and other value grocery chains, as well as convenience stores and dollar stores. And so the question is, you know, you got people to come in for a value menu. Can you keep them coming back? And I think that's going to be the real critical question that the quick service restaurant companies have to ask themselves. Can I do other promotions, but that obviously comes at the expense of the bottom line, or can I really innovate to get people excited about the products?
I do feel like we should ask the question, or should we be a little bit more concerned about health, right, and what we're eating, right? I mean, does this speak to kind of a larger trend for America? Larger may be the operative word.
It's a question that's always out there when you're talking about the quick service restaurant space. And honestly, I think a lot of people, when you've made that decision to go to a quick service restaurant, you've kind of made your decision there. But most of the quick service chains, at least now, balancing, you know, kind of your traditional offering with at least some balance of healthier offerings. We've seen that across the board. And I think that just helps when you've got, you know, family coming in and, you know, people have different dietary preferences. I think we're seeing more and more evidence of that the last couple of years.
RJ, finally, what will all of this mean for profitability?
That's a great question, and I think that we are going to see a bit of that profitability sacrifice this quarter because of these promotions. You are sacrificing to get people in the door a bit of margin, and so I think that's what you have to go in for second quarter earnings, having those expectations. Second quarter, and I guess we'll bleed into third quarter as well, having those expectations about diluted margins. But the same question is, you know, if you can see repeat visits coming out of this, then it may be worth it. So it really comes down to that, you know, future visit frequency that's going to drive future profits here.
RJ, terrific stuff. RJ Hanavy discussing McDonald's recently introducing the $5 meal deal with great success. RJ, from the head of analytical research there for Placer AI. Thanks again, RJ. So if you missed any part of today's show, you can go to our stream and just skip back to the time you want. There's a pause and rewind function that works both online and with the Odyssey app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.